Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, the entire New Testament lesson for the day provides the background for the message. The first and last verses of the lesson provide particular direction. How can we who died to sin still live in it? So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. The sacred scriptures use the words dead and alive in various combinations and senses. The scriptures are very insistent that all people, as they are born into this world, are dead in trespasses and sins. All people, by nature, are dead to God's ways and purposes. They are dead to God's desires and the life God wants his creatures to live. Instead of being alive to God, they are alive to sin. Such also were we who claim to be Christians. For God's word says, "And you he made alive when you were dead through the trespasses and sin." And you who were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses. As the New Testament lesson reminded us, Jesus Christ died for us. Though Jesus Christ was sinless, he volunteered to take our place. He became our substitute. He conquered sin and overcame its stranglehold. Jesus, as it were, cut off the tentacles of the octopus sin. Christ Jesus died for sin. Sin has no claim on him. He obtained the victory once for all. As Christians, through the sacrament of holy baptism, we have been united with Jesus Christ. In baptism, we have been tied into his death and have been made partakers of and participants in his death. As St. Paul indicates, this union with Christ in his death has particular implications for us as Christians. As we study the word death as used in the Holy Scriptures, we find that one of the common denominators is the concept or idea of separation. A person who dies a physical death is separated from this life, from his friends, from his relatives. A non-Christian is spiritually dead and lives a life in which he has separated himself from God. In baptism, in our union with Christ and his death, we have, as Christians, have been separated from sin. The hold of sin upon us has been destroyed. We no longer need to heed its invitation. We owe sin nothing. We have been separated from its deadly stranglehold because in Christ Jesus we have been freed from sin. Scripture also indicates that life, all life, comes from God. God gave man physical life at creation. In addition, from the very beginning, man was originally endowed with righteousness, holiness, and a blissful knowledge of God. Man, through his own rebellion and sin, separated himself from God and God's kind of life, and became subject to spiritual and eternal death. But thanks be to God, in holy baptism, we as Christians have been tied into Christ's resurrection. Through holy baptism, God the Holy Spirit has made us God's new creations in Christ Jesus. In baptism, we have been made alive to God. We have entered upon a new relationship with our Creator. The blessings of spiritual and eternal life have been opened to us. All too painfully, however, we realize that we are not living lives that perfectly reflect this new relationship with God. We are still in this world where Satan, the world, and our sinful flesh tempt us. Sin appeals to our thoughts, to our emotions, to our appetites and desires. Yet that is exactly why the Holy Spirit inspired St. Paul to write the words of our text and similar passages. Daily and regularly we need to remember that the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ are ours through holy baptism. As St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? How can we who died to sin still live in it? For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God." While sin may indeed be alive to us, in Christ Jesus as Christians, we are dead to sin. Sin has no further claim on us. We have been set free from its touches. The Holy Spirit in baptism and through Jesus Christ has raised us from spiritual death to spiritual life. We as Christians have already begun to be partakers of the blessings of eternal life in Christ Jesus. So we also must consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. To the only wise God be glory forevermore, through Jesus Christ. Amen.